please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We have a new best friend who's joining us to talk about 6th Annual Virtual Health Fest. And we're doing it with Dr. Chichi Onyango. She belongs to the Association of Nigerian Physicians in the Americas, Carolina chapter. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I am so grateful to have you. You're going to also bust some myths about COVID-19.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we usually have a health fair in the fall to talk to the general public about matters arising, education on common illnesses like diabetes, hypertension. But this year with COVID, we're not able to do this in person. So we figured, why not virtual? You know, everything is virtual in the year 2020. So why not? And here we are. We're really excited and looking forward to being able to have this event. And it's kind of like, you know, bring a smile to people's faces and a fest, not a fair. So it's something positive, upbeat, not your normal healthcare experience, just something that would bring a smile to the face and of a lot of the people, and hopefully they'll learn a thing or two.
Right. And I love the goal, because the goal, you guys have a goal to share accurate, relevant health and wellness information, and to encourage some positivity in this year of COVID-19. So what are some myths about COVID-19?
COVID cuts across everything and everyone. A lot of times, you know, a lot of the things we see include people wondering whether or not they need to wear a mask. Is it relevant or is it important? Is it only older people that get it, or maybe young people don't get it? COVID-19 is a coronavirus. I'm sure we're all tired of hearing a lot about it. Basically, anyone is at risk to get it. Children are less likely, but they could. Older patients are especially at risk, because the elderly often have other things that are associated with a poor outcome if you get COVID, which includes diabetes, hypertension, and if you're over a certain kind of weight, and extremes of health. So even though particular groups of people are at risk, everyone needs to be kind of aware and protect themselves from potentially acquiring it. People talk about include like, you know, can their cats or their dogs spread it, and should they put a mask on their cat and the dogs? No, animals haven't been known to spread coronavirus to humans. And, you know, some people also wonder, you know, can I just, if I dry my hands with a hand dryer, it'll kill the coronavirus. And no, what would be safe is to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds and maintain adequate distance from people and wear your mask to prevent yourself from transmitting it from person to person. Some people wonder, oh, if I gargle bleach, maybe that would save me. Please don't do that. That is not in any way protective. Don't rinse your nose with saline. That does not protect you against coronavirus. Some people wonder if they could catch coronavirus from eating Chinese food in the United States. That doesn't occur. Antibiotics do not kill the coronavirus. So when you go to your healthcare professional or your doctor or clinic requesting antibiotics to help because you have a cold, that actually doesn't help. No virus is killed by an antibiotic, so that is not helpful. People wonder if they drink alcohol, because alcohol is often in the hand sanitizers, that would help reduce their risk, and it does not. So do not drink alcohol as a way to try and protect yourself from the coronavirus.
Oh, wow. Right. Because, you know, we all are sipping on a little bit of alcohol these days, or at least we were in the beginning. I'm glad that you shared that. Okay. The cats and dogs can't get it, so don't put a mask on them, right? That could be a cute thing, but they can't breathe. Okay. The face mask for us as adults, does it really cut down on the chances of us contracting COVID?
So the face masks are the facial coverings in the community. The thought is that if you wear the facial coverings, you help decrease transmission, because a lot of people who have COVID are asymptomatic, and they could be breathing out or singing or just unintentionally transmitting through the vector while they're talking or spray of saliva into the atmosphere. So when you wear the facial covering, you help prevent that both ways. In the hospital, it actually improves. In the hospital, we actually have more medical grade facial coverings, which include an N95 mask that we use if you're going to be exposed to aerosolized procedures, which increase the risk of you being able to get it as a healthcare worker. So, yes, the facial masks are the one thing that the CDC recommends to help decrease the likelihood of you contacting COVID, avoiding close contact with people who appear to be sick, trying not to touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. And if you're sick, stay home, you know? Stay home, and if you're going to sneeze, sneeze into a tissue, throw that into the trash. And if you don't have a tissue right with you, kind of crook your arm and sneeze into the crook of your elbow, so that way you're containing the spray of potential infectious material. You know, when you're cleaning areas that need to be disinfected, you know, use standard cleaning sprays and wipes to clean frequently areas that are touched often or objects like your phone. And wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. That's okay. Very helpful.
Some people are perplexed on how to stop the rash that we get on our face. Wash the mask.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know, there are all different kinds of materials that are currently being used and all different kinds of masks. I think each individual has their experience with the material that they're utilizing as their mask covering. Currently in use are a lot of cloth masks. You know, they are the regular surgical masks that you can get on Amazon or any store or supermarket. You know, it's really important when you wear it, you put it on your nose and try and kind of like cover on the area through which you're breathing down to the level of your chin. And then when you're home and you're not out there and about in the community, you can take it off. Okay. Take it off and let your face breathe, you know, and give yourself a little bit of a respite from being behind the mask all the time.
Wow. We want to thank you as a healthcare professional for what you do every single day. And you sound like the most friendliest OBGYN that we need. And, you know, women are looking for a friendly OBGYN. A knowledgeable. Yeah. Okay. So when you talk about going out and you want to be social, because we're missing our people, right, doctor? If we're around folks and we're social distancing at these events, is it 10 minutes we need to stay at this event, or can we stay for the whole hour or 2 hours? Does time make a difference?
You know, really, truly, when you're out in the community and you're in a communal setting, you should wear your mask. You should wear your mask and socially distance, not one or the other. Because the truth of the matter is it's very hard to control your actions when you're under relaxed conditions. And that's why the restrictions prevent a large gathering. Because if you have more people, it's even harder to just by the space interaction. It's impossible to be as separated as you would like to be in an uncontrolled setting. Where outside dining is helpful because there is a concern that when you dine indoors that you are more likely to be speaking in closer quarters without your mask. And when you speak or there's music and it's loud, you're speaking louder and you're leaning in. So you're decreasing the likelihood of being separate. So it's really important to kind of maintain the standard of socially distancing and wearing your mask. And, you know, this too shall pass. And that's the beauty of what we're trying to do, to have people have, you know, a little bit of a high in their day and listen to music and watch people do some physical activity in a small space that can be done at home to help increase your circulation and get you your blood moving and your muscles pumping a little bit. And also see tips on if you have some healthcare conditions like hypertension. We're going to go over how to check your blood pressure properly, what you need to do to make sure you don't have a reading that is erroneously high, what foods are okay if you're diabetic that won't increase your blood sugar if you're looking for a snack, ways to kind of have really easy, healthy food preparation, and then, you know, just some little tips on how to relax and develop resilience in this year of COVID.
Right. Hey, if you're just now tuning in, we have got Dr. Chichi Onyango with us. She's our OBGYN professional. The Association of Nigerian Physicians in the Americas Carolinas chapter is having their 6th annual virtual health fest. Dr. Chi-Chi is here to invite us to this virtual event, and I'm glad you're having it October 24th. I'm glad it's at noon to 3 because we didn't want to get up early on that Saturday.
I know.
So this is the perfect time to have a fest, a virtual health fest, because October seems to be the time when we get a little bit of the sniffles, cold and flu. And I'm wondering, I'm trying to use your crystal ball, you know, we're still going to go through that cold and flu season, right?
Yes, we are. Are going to go through the cold and flu season, and I'm happy you brought that up. So it's so important to get your flu shot. You want to make sure you get your flu shot so you can develop immunity right before the peak of the flu season occurs, because it wouldn't be a good combination to have the flu and COVID. They're two separate illnesses, and together would probably make you sicker. So we want to give you the opportunity to develop some immunity against the flu, since COVID doesn't have a vaccine available yet.
Okay. And let's talk about that. Yeah. So when you talk about the flu shot, some of us are a little apprehensive, period. Right. And then when you throw in, we might have a vaccine for COVID-19, then we get real kind of, I don't know, we get a little superstitious about all these shots we have to take and how quickly they're being produced.
I know. I think, it's a lot. This year has gone by in laser speed. A lot of research is going on right now to develop a safe and effective vaccine, because the only way you can have people develop some immunity against the virus is to have them have antibodies against it. And since you don't want to infect the whole population to develop what's called herd immunity, as in get everybody a level of antibodies that will protect them from getting a certain level of illness from COVID, the other way to do that is to have them vaccinated. There's no vaccine that's available for COVID right now. And I agree with you. There's, you know, definitely a pause to think about, well, there's a vaccine in production that hasn't been in the general circulation yet. But I have faith in the medical community that a lot of energy and a lot of diligence is being spent to see that something safe and effective will be developed to help people be able to fight this and not get as sick as those who got it in the first wave and surge had been. There was a lot of death and dying and illness, and we want to be able to learn from it, protect our population from it in a safe way, never knee-jerk and not at all experimental. So there's more information to come up on that. And in the future, we can talk about that some more, Francine.
Yeah, please. And then don't let me forget to ask you about the loved ones that we have lost, because we were trying to stay safe and they were in, you know, a safe nursing home. And then unfortunately, some of them had to, nobody wants to die alone, right? To have the phone up to your ear of the loved one and then their last breath. And that just seems so cold, but we had to do it for the sake of the community, right?
Of being safe. And yeah, that you touch on a very, very important spot of why we're doing this. We know there's been so much suffering and, you know, the mental toil of this, we're probably yet to hopefully embrace. We know that there are people who have lost their wives and their husbands and their loved ones, grandparents, or who haven't been able to see them in the way that they would have or could have had this not been going on. And we do know that, you know, people have lost their jobs and their livelihood, and they're struggling and trying to make ends meet. Part of what we're doing with the fest is to be able to give some giveaways.
Ooh.
And have people have some, you know, yeah. So when you register on to be able to participate, and it will be on Facebook live streaming and also a Zoom platform, you will be eligible to get some giveaways and raffles. And we have gift cards and face masks and sanitizers and backpacks. And we're really excited that a lot of our sponsors who are going to be supporting us are helping us to be able to develop these care packages to give out to, again, bring a smile to the face of someone who otherwise may have not had as happy a day. So save that date, October 24th.
We do. And then right now we can just go to Facebook and like you and follow you. And would that be
Absolutely. The
Association of Nigerian Physicians in the Americas, or would that be the acronym?
It's AMPA, the acronym AMPA Carolinas. There's an S after the Carolinas. Ampa Carolinas on Facebook. Yes, please go and like, and you can see some pictures from our prior fair, and you can see some of the members talking in their nice Ampa Carolina t-shirts.
Yeah.
We are really excited, and there will be a countdown from 2 weeks, so stay tuned. Lots of giveaways with that, too.
Oh, you are just doing it up, and you're doing it out of the love of your heart. Fortunately, I'm glad to see the sponsors that you have. Let's go over them. I know Atrium Health is one of them.
Yes, Atrium Health is one.
You also have Inspire Hope Foundation. You also have Village Heartbeat and Atrium Health Levine Cancer Institute.
Yes,
that's big
time. And they are all, and we have the individual physicians who are all contributing their time and energy. The health fair committee members, Dr. Abi Obata, Dr. Darlington Hart, Dr. Professor Issy Osunkwa, and Dr. James Iyare are all members of the health fair who've been working really hard to kind of get this done. It's hard to get doctors together.
Yeah.
So we're really happy that they're able to kind of like come together and help us, you know, get this organized. Special shout out to Jan Garcia and Gabrielle Odom. They've been excellently awesome. And Victoria Adu, who is also a member of the health fair, and she's a pharmacist.
Wow.
She's also a member of the AMPA Association, and she's a pharmacist, Victoria Adu.
Wow, the Association of Nigerian Physicians in the America's Carolinas chapter is doing it up. So you got to tell us, we need to come to this virtual event via Zoom or Facebook Live. But can we dress up a little bit? Can we dress up just a teeny bit?
You can do whatever you want. You can dress up, dress down, come in your T-shirt or your athlete short attire. You can come anyhow you want as long as you come.
Yeah, and this is family friendly, so get the kids on board so they can
get
educated. Yes,
it's family friendly, so the kids can come and the adults. It's going to be all comers. And we will also have a Spanish forum. So for people who speak Spanish only, there's going to be a breakout box for them if that is needed. We're really excited.
What are some other health questions that people have or you're hearing people ask?
To make sure that you have your medications filled. So telemedicine is something that is being more promoted. So for people who don't really need to go in but need to get their medication refilled or need to make sure that their medicine doesn't need to be adjusted, you can call in and get a televisit with your doctor and get your meds refilled. I've often heard people scared on whether or not they can deliver in the hospital if they're having a baby because they're worried about getting COVID. And absolutely, the hospital is a safe place to deliver. All patients are often screened when they come in, so you're going to know if you need special procedure or not. And it's important to be able to have your baby in a place where if you need to have an intervention, you can do it. So please make sure you keep up with your OBGYN for issues relating your pregnancy and labor and delivery. People wonder if they can breastfeed if they have COVID. The answer is yes. If you have COVID, you can breastfeed. There are special precautions that you do to try and prevent the baby from getting COVID, but the breast milk and the antibodies that come with that is very safe and helpful. People ask if, you know, is it okay to take the train or Uber? Can you get COVID in those areas? Again, that's why it's so important to socially distance, wash your hands, and maintain adequate sanitation practices when you go into any public space. You know, wearing your masks in public gatherings and public transportation is important to help and prevent you from transmitting and or acquiring it that way. People often ask, you know, are there vitamins that fight COVID? And if so, what are they? So, you know, vitamins help improve your general health. So there's not an anti-vitamin COVID or anti-COVID vitamin, you know, but, you know, if you're healthy and if you maintain your levels of vitamin D, which often is low, especially in African Americans, due to the melanin in their skin and the lack of sunlight, if you don't go outdoors. And then, so you may have low vitamin D levels, and low vitamin D levels has been associated with people who didn't do as well if they got COVID and people who didn't do as well who had COVID. So we encourage people to try and make sure they have adequate vitamin D levels, which may mean you going out in the sun or taking a vitamin D supplement. That is definitely something that has been seen to be helpful.
Yeah.
People ask if, you know, they should get tested for COVID. The answer is yes. If you feel you're at risk, you have symptoms, definitely get tested. A lot of different healthcare organizations or work practices have protocols for you to get tested, and getting tested helps you know your exposure risk and whether you're exposing others, and so it decreases the likelihood of you unbeknownstly spreading it to people who could be at risk from getting sick. Got you know, that. Particularly in African American neighborhoods, we want to make sure that this information is out there, and you know if you're diabetic or hypertensive, if you're diabetic or hypertensive, or if you are above your ideal weight, you are at risk for getting COVID and getting sick from it. Not everybody who has COVID ends up in the hospital, but those who do end up in the hospital often also have these other comorbidities, hypertension, diabetes, over a certain weight, or some other medical illnesses that make them more at risk from doing worse from COVID. So it's important to take care of yourself to try and prevent you from getting ill. And if you are ill, to be even more careful to keep yourself out of the hospital.
Right. I want to thank you for joining us. You know, the big joke is that since people were sheltering in place March 15th, somewhere about that time, we're going to have a lot of babies in November. Your business,
and you know what? We're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
definitely a possibility.
It is an influx in the population because people were sheltered in. You know, either we are going to have a baby or we're going to get a divorce. Either one, I don't know. But mark those calendars. Know. Mark those calendars for the virtual health fair. It's happening October the 24th, noon to 3 p.m. It's going to be a Zoom and Facebook Live. It's going to be exciting. You can dress up, dress down, but just come so you can learn a couple of things, because this one's not going to be the boring Zoom. I know you guys have seen the boring and been on the boring Zoom. This is not going to be it. Right, Doc?
Right. You can guarantee that. Looking forward, Francine.
All right. Plus, they've got giveaways. I want to thank our guest today. It's Dr. Chichi Onyago, the Association of Nigerian Physicians in the Americas, Carolina's chapter. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.